The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, and the Gemara elaborates on it in Chav Zayin Chavav, in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Koas Shofros Ksheim Chutz Mishel Pora. All the shofars are good, except for Bapara. The Tana Kama of the Mishnah says that all types of horns from animals are valid for the mitzvah of shofar, except the horn of a cow. And the Gemara goes on explaining different answers. One is because it's called a keren, not a shofar. Gemara, the shofar achas, the way the cow is set up. But one of the famous reasons given in the Gemara is because ein kategor nase sanegor. Prosecutor can't become the defender. The cow is considered a prosecutor. Why? Because it's associated with the sin of the cheda egel, the golden calf, that the Jewish people worshipped. And the shofar is considered a defender because its purpose is to achieve atonement for Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the shofar which comes to defend Klal Yisrael should not be made from a horn of a cow, which reminds God of the ego and implicates Klal Yisrael in the sin of the golden calf. So, ein kategor nase sanegor, we want to get atonement for the sin of the golden calf, among other things. And therefore, we want to use a kategor, the cow, and to be used as a sanegor. So that's the simple pshat. The shofar which comes to defend Klal Yisrael should be made from a horn of a cow, which reminds Hashem of the sin of the golden calf. So Rashi writes in Bamidbar, Perak Yutes Pasuk of Beis, he quotes a Medrash, that Hashem commanded Bnei Israel to bring a Parah Aduma to atone for the sin of the ego. Why? Yavo Aim, that it's fitting for the mother, i.e. the red cow of the calf, to come and clean away the filth of her offspring, the calf, to atone for the golden calf. In other words, if the baby came and soiled the palace floor, the mother should come and clean it up. That's the Rashi quotes the famous Midrash. That Ba, it's fitting for the mother, the cow, to atone for the sin of the golden calf. So the Marsha asks, based on this Midrash, what's going on here? Why should the horn of the cow not be able to be used as a vehicle for atonement? On the contrary, the Midrash says, it's appropriate to use a cow to atone for the sin of the ego because it's fitting for the mother to clean up for the mistake of the offspring of the child. So there's a famous Aruch Lanier. So an Aruch Lanier gives an interesting distinction. He wants to say, when does the Midrash say it's appropriate that the mom could atone for the child, the para for the calf, so to speak? That's why he's trying to make up for what the child soiled the palace for, and now I want to make up for the child, so I'm going to go, it's fitting for me, so I'm going to go and clean it up and achieve atonement. So we see so that's fitting for it, to use a cow for atonement for the ego. However, what's not fitting, we see, is to use a cow, the horn of a cow, as a shofar for all sins in general. In other words, to get atonement for specific things, then it would make sense, because you're atoning for the specific sin of the child. But over here, the ram's horn is atonement for not only it's for everything, not just the child, but all sins. And therefore, apparently, in kategor datso sanegor is an issue if it comes to atone for everybody. So therefore, in kategor datso sanegor applies when we're talking about for sins in general, which we're doing on Rosh Hashanah, and therefore we say a shofar shofara is a no-go.